Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby, sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Everybody. My name is Doug and I love Mormons.
Yes, Mormons!
I just thought of that. We're coming to you for the first time ever from Wise Guys Comedy Club in Salt Lake City, Utah! It's Tuesday, June 28th, right?
Yeah.
Let's call it 2016. And I bet the name tags are strong in this one. Oh, no. You guys have been bringing awesome name tags to my stand-up shows for the last few years here, so I had a feeling that this would be bonkers. And it's like these people with the big ones right up front. It's so unfair because you block everybody else. Mad Max Toe Fury Road?
Topher.
Your name is Topher? Short for Christopher?
Got it.
Okay. Super Brimy because your name's Brian. Inglorious Ashtards? I hate it. When I smoke too much, I shit ash turds. What is that? Ashley's your name? Good job. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Cheryls, and it's on a shirt. How is it on a you made a shirt with all of that on it? Wow. Are you a shirt maker by trade?
My husband is.
Your husband is. There's already a... The Neon Demon is a new movie that nobody has seen yet. It's like a fucking indie movie, the guy who directed Drive, right?
Yeah.
And you change it to the Neon Daemon?
Yeah.
All right, good job. That's probably the most up-to-date. And this fucking Groot over here, who's... Am I the only one scared by this guy? It's got the Groot hands and the Groot face and a big board with I am Groot. What do you call that?
I am Groot.
No, I know you're Groot. He's so into the character that I already know what he's going to answer if I ask him anything. Groots like to masturbate, don't they? I am Groot.
Well, good luck, Groot. And everybody else. Schindler's Chris, not so much.
Groundhog Dana, that's a good one. I saw that one on Twitter today.
Wow, you guys are just not, you don't even want to put them down. You're just gonna display them the entire time. Yeah, keep them a secret from my guests. And just whip them out. Because that's always a fun part of the show, is when my guests are like, what is happening?
Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back in Los Angeles at the Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics this Thursday, June 30th. I'm doing stand-up Saturday at the Improv in Tampa, Florida at 420, of course. And also, I'm doing a 420 Doug Loves Movies at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio, Saturday, July 9th. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates, deets, and other shiz. DougLovesMovies.com. From the corrections department, oh, we got a doozy. Few things to correct from the last shows. The movie I was trying to think of was The Great Northfield, Minnesota Raid, which would have only been five words because Northfield is one word. Joe Dante directed Piranha. I said Louis Teague directed it. He directed Alligator. And there's no song called 1776 in the movie 1776. But it was the only way I could get them to give me the right answer. You always assume. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. All this stuff flown in from Los Angeles or somewhere prior to Los Angeles, because from Hershey, Pennsylvania, it's a souvenir cup from Hershey Park. That's why it's brown, because it's supposed to represent Hershey chocolate, but seems like a weird thing to drink out of. I mean, I did drink out of it, but I rinsed it out for you guys. I got a couple of CDs that I don't want. There's one from Moby. Not his most recent one. Not current Moby. And then does anybody know, do you know a band called Buck? Couple people? That's good. I've got a pipe in here from Peacemaker. Yeah. It's only been used once, and I mean, it's perfect. I travel with them, I use them, and then I put them in the bag. And from my personal VHS collection, we've got an episode of the PJs entitled Smoke Gets in Your High Rise. And an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And the episode's called Real Me. No idea what happened in that one. I never kept track of the titles. I just watched them. Went, that was a good one. Wonder what it was called. If only I had my own collection of VHS tapes to verify the names. Let's get my guests out here, you guys. Yeah. I hear you. I'm sick of me as well. Please give a big, warm Salt Lake City welcome to Trey Gallion, Keith Stubbs, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil I just want to say, Groot, are you excited about this panel?
I am Groot.
All right.
Take that as a yes.
We got a newbie up here, you guys. It's his first time, but he owns this place. It's Keith Stubbs, everybody.
coming. Thanks for having me, Doug. Thanks for picking up the bottle
of water. There's your cap, yeah.
Thank you
there
so
you
much.
Go.
Save us a little labor at
yeah.
the end of the night.
I like a club owner that drinks bottles of water.
You know what? I don't... this is what I drink. I drink this and Diet Coke.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my whole game.
Yeah, that's good. No. What did she say? Oh, Mormons.
Doug loves Mormons.
I do. I mean, because I don't... They don't do anything to me. I'm not one of their wives. So I'm all right with it.
You're as hot as some of the wives, though. I'll
oh,
that.
Well, there you go. I didn't know it was a standard dropper situation. You watch that show Big Love, you're like, oh, I'd marry three ladies if it were those three. That's pretty sweet. Keith, tell us about the new location. How long is this particular Wise Guys downtown Utah, state of Utah, city, state of Salt Lake City? How long has it been open?
We've been open, Doug, thanks for asking. About
you're welcome.
8 months, something
okay.
like that.
We were so
in
the baby's
Valley.
Due in a month?
Yeah, baby's due in a month. We were in West Valley for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you most recently performed for Wise Guys.
Yeah, and I did the Trolley Square location.
Yes, you did.
And loved them both, but this is the ultimate upgrade. This is really nice.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad. And thanks for coming out, everybody.
Trey Gallion is here, everybody.
Hey. What's up, white people?
Flew in.
Yeah,
takes one to know. Takes one to know one. You flew in from New York City today.
I did. I left this morning really early.
Yeah, so your hair says it all.
Yeah, man. It's been that kind of day.
You had, like, headphones on a lot or something?
And a hat. Yeah. And a hoodie. Yeah. I had the trifecta going of the hair fuck-upness.
Well, you got
and
there.
And so this is what it turned into. Sorry, you guys. I'll get a haircut when I get home.
I think it's a good way when you're walking around the streets of Salt Lake City, letting everyone know that you were definitely into getting some weed.
Totally. Because I don't have any currently, so yeah, that'll help.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, white people.
Stop calling them that.
I can't stop. It's weird. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't stop calling them white people. They're just so white.
Well, speaking of white people, Sam Levine is here.
Thank you, Salt Lake City.
Oh.
Trey's right. You guys are pretty white.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Good old eagle eye Trey. He really knows how to size up a room.
Hell yeah.
But to be fair, there are black people in this town, right?
Are there any here, though?
Somebody over there yells, no!
Hispanic. I'll take Hispanic.
Yeah,
is there Hispanic?
Cool.
There's two.
There's
and if
way
you count
too
me, that's three. And that's a, you know, that's sketchy counting me.
But there's a lot of, I've seen a lot of signs that are in, like, have Spanish words in them.
What, in the hotel, you mean?
No, all throughout the town.
There's no other word for Pico de Gallo.
And street
Doug.
Names, too.
That's just what that's called everywhere.
I thought all the street names were numbers.
I've never heard of Qdoba before. It seems like that it's here because of the... Heavily.
No, that
Hispanic
seems like a
influence.
Mom and pop. That's a mom and pop.
Yeah, right?
You're Hispanic?
At the airport. Yeah. I'm yes, I'm not Jewish, Keith. I'm Hispanic.
Well, when I saw the hair, I didn't know what to think.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like it, though. I wish I had that, to be honest with you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you totally do.
All right, so let's start with Keith. What do you got for the prize bag, sir?
All right.
Oh, there's my notes flew right on the floor.
There you go.
Because of this fan that's pointed right at me is my I love it and hate it at the same time.
All right, first of all, I've got the you'll notice the gift bag.
Yeah, whoa. Did you go to the party warehouse or something?
You brought a whole bag of shit. Maybe we should start on the other end, because these guys had to fly here. They don't. They didn't bring so much stuff.
Let's start down there.
It seems we should build up to this. Sam, what did you bring?
You got it. Well, you know me. The great clean out of my DVD cabinet.
All right, let's start with Trey.
Oh, all right.
He seems to have brought the least amount of stuff.
Well, I only have three things. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, me too. It's just three.
What do you got, Trey?
Okay, I got a copy of The Town. Oh, right on. You guys have heard of that one.
One of my favorite Salt Lake City-based movies. Yep.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, you guys are big Red Sox fans, right? That's what I thought.
I was born in Boston, actually.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, you know, we got out quick. I didn't learn how to talk like that or anything. And then a copy of my CD, The Moronic.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, guys.
And you've got like eight more of these that are on sale to lucky audience members.
Uh-huh, after the show.
$10.
Yeah. Or, you know, whatever you palm me. But it's got to be something good. Don't try to palm me some bullshit.
A couple of nugs or $10.
Right. That seems fair,
Totally fair. He'll be over there by the door on your way out.
Yeah.
And what else you got?
I've got this T-shirt I got from Maggie's Farm Dispensary in Manitou Springs, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no,
you guys love walking around in shirts with huge pot leaves on them, right?
To be completely honest, I bought this because they didn't have the original design that I wanted. That was like a Maggie's Farm cool logo. And so I grabbed this one and got in the car, and I was like, what the fuck did I just do? Like, I never wear pot leaves on my... So... Hopefully whoever wins it likes wearing pot leaves.
Just wear it inside out or something.
That's cool here in Utah, right? Pot's cool here? Don't lie to me.
I mean, I don't think a cop would harass you for wearing it, but it certainly would let a cop know what you might be up to.
Do you guys want the barf bag that it came in,
too? Oh, yes. That's nice.
I collect barf bags. I mentioned that on a previous show. And that one's from American Airlines. I like theirs because it says for motion discomfort or for baby diapers.
Like, what kind of...
diapers.
And then they're like, hey, don't put this in the seat back. Like, they give you little suggestions on there.
Yeah, which is don't just shove a shitty diaper in here. And then put it in the seat back.
Or puke
the next person is about to puke to pull it out. Be disgusting.
Don't call the stewardess. Has anybody ever puked in one of those before? Right, I have too. And
does anyone want to right now?
Are you guys even close? She does. Pass it back. Let's see that.
Because I
puke.
I've never puked in a way where I would just be like bloop and be done with it.
No, I
it would fill and blow out this fucking bag.
I had to get creative. There were two bags involved, and I was surprised that I even pulled it off because I thought that was going to get messy. And I was sitting between my brother and sister at the time, but still pulled
it off.
That's
what you call your balls?
Yeah. How did you know?
I was sitting on top of my brother and my sister.
Look, it's tough being an only child, you guys. Growing up, you need friends.
Sam, what do you got?
I got
personal stuff you don't want anymore.
I got some good stuff. I have this is an album. It's a CD. The greatest
music
album from the band The Who. It's The Who's Next. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some great stuff on there. This is a personal friend of mine. I'm sure yours as well. Comedian Jeffrey Ross put out a documentary about his USO tour stuff overseas called Patriot Act. Very funny. And the thing I knew you've all been waiting for here in Salt Lake City, this is a promotional screener. I'm really not supposed to give these away.
What?
For Fox's Grease Live! Yeah!
Is that starring Utah's own Julianne Hough?
It sure does. Sure does.
Which part of Utah is she from, though?
I believe Salt Lake City.
Really?
Right?
Is there another city in Utah?
Provo?
West Valley City.
What? That doesn't sound right.
She seems Provo-y to me.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's it, Sam?
Well, Entertainment Weekly says of Grease Live that it reconfirms all the possibilities of the live musical event as a genuine transcendent pop experience. Are you calling Entertainment Weekly a fucking liar? I don't think you're going to.
Can I just keep that one?
Nope. It goes to the prize bag. Some lucky so-and-so is walking away with it and giving it to the help.
The help. Okay, Keith, unleash your giant bag.
Okay, first of all, this bag got this from my wife.
My wife!
All right, I used to be a radio guy on the morning show on Country Station, and sometimes we get CDs from artists, and this is one I got, never been opened or listened to. Craig Morgan, This Old Boy.
Man, you really sold the shit out of that, Keith. Holy cow.
I'm not done. It gets better.
Here's a CD.
Someone's
that
going
me.
Home with This Old Boy.
I also have the DVD, Funny People.
There you go.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the DVD of the country album.
And then this is where we get serious. Oh, not boy. One, not two,
no,
but three copies of Jersey Shore, Uncensored, Season 1.
Now, Keith, I want to be clear. Those are not three different DVDs. Those are three of the exact same DVD.
That way you can give them to your wives.
So if there are three people that you don't like, and you have
you
to give them
don't say it when somebody says your wives. It gets said enough just for that one trigger.
And is anybody here with multiple wives? Oh, damn. There you go. That's who we're partying
and
with
the
later.
The last item I have, and I looked around the room, so I think this might get it done. It's a Wise Guys T-shirt. Wise Guys T-shirt, right there. Double X.
We should be clear, Wise Guys Comedy Club, not Wise Guys, the Danny DeVito, Joe Piscopo movie directed by Danny De Palma.
And there's
Danny De Palma, Brian De Palma. All right, so, and it's in a fancy bag.
That's a Phineas
and Ferb bag. So somebody's going to win all this stuff tonight. Are you excited, Groot? I am Groot. He's leaving that mask on. Is it comfortable? I am Groot. You can't ask him anything.
He's trying for that Chewbacca lady status.
But at the very end of the night, before I say the shitheads, can I ask you something and then you will respond, we are Groot?
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
He really
knows.
It.
He knows how to stay in character.
Yeah, he does.
But I just feel bad for him keeping that mask on the whole time.
I don't think he minds it.
I guess not.
He just shrugs his shoulders.
Yeah, he seems alright with it.
He doesn't want anyone to know it's really Vin Diesel under there. He just likes to come out, gauge the excitement for the character, make sure people are into it.
Well, that's the thing. Did you fully think about it before you came out dressed like that? Like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to sit here for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
Yeah.
I don't think Groot realized he'd be right up against the stage.
Yeah.
I also have a new theory.
Yeah.
He's the only black person here. Because I thought I heard him say when you said, are there any black people here? I'm Groot. I thought I heard him mutter it. All right, so let's start with Sam down there on the other end with the question I ask every time.
Uh-huh.
What was the last movie you saw, Sam?
Captain America Civil War. Yeah. I literally saw it the last day it was in mainstream theaters.
Oh, because it's bargain theaters now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I caught it at the Arclight this past Thursday.
And had it been crazy spoiled for you, or were you still going in pretty fresh?
No, I went in very fresh. It was an enjoyable movie-going experience. They're very lucky that airport was so empty. Otherwise, a lot of people would have died. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Spoiler alert, dude.
I don't think so. I was pretty vague. That was pretty vague. If you haven't seen the movie, that's not going to mean anything to you.
I don't even remember there's an airport in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, now I do. It was pretty empty.
Yep.
Now that you mention it.
But it certainly poses some interesting questions about how we need to handle our real-life superheroes. Who are they governed by, Doug?
I know, it's really a tricky question.
It's a tough one.
Question.
Like, I mean, who controls Kanye? You know?
Kim's ass.
Yeah. But who controls Kim's ass?
Aliens.
I mean, that ass, you know, that determines what time Kanye wakes up and what time the tide goes out. Trey, what was the last movie you saw?
I was coming down off some acid the other night and got home and Face Off was coming on. It might be the greatest movie ever. And that's not the acid talking, I don't think.
My favorite part is when Miyagi is like, face on, face off.
Dude, the end is really the best. Like when he does that slow-mo walk into the door that's all cheese dick. And then they creep out the little kid by doing the face off thing right away to him. And that's how they end the movie. I think that's a pretty great end to a movie.
I couldn't tell
you
what the end of that movie was. I remember
really?
Liking it.
Yeah, dude.
I thought
so
one
good.
Of them was better at pretending to be the other one.
Well, Nicolas Cage is so over the top with his John Travolta that it's great. Like, the faces he makes are fucking retarded, dude. Yeah, it's pretty great.
All right, language.
Oh, sorry.
If Captain America were here, he'd be pissed.
Are there any white retards here? I'm sorry, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Did I get some booze?
A lot of people upset. We don't use that word anymore.
I'm sorry.
Caucasian.
Are there any Caucasian retarded people here?
Thank you.
Keith, what about you?
Thanks for asking, Doug.
You're welcome.
I went and saw a movie yesterday, actually. I saw The Shallows.
Boo!
Did you go see it?
Sucks.
Yeah, we noticed by the strong boo.
You did not say in the affirmative.
Boo! I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Boo!
Is that
best
a spoiler?
Movie ever.
He booed it? I'll say this about it. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
It's doing well, by the way.
It's making
like,
some money.
It's a lot of Blake Lively at the beginning, a lot of setting up, a lot of bikini, a lot of that.
I'm in.
Yeah, a lot of that. Jaws, Castaway, Blake Lively. That's kind of...
That's the formula?
Am I right?
Yeah.
That's the pitch?
The guy that hates it? I liked it. You didn't.
Just watch it with the sound off.
That's for the listeners. The gentleman recommended that we watch it with the sound off,
and I imagine,
he also means with our dicks out.
I think that's what he means, Doug.
Yeah, that was more offensive than the retard thing.
What, dude? You just said it again.
But said what? Oh, I saw Lobster the other day. Can I mention that? Well, since I just did,
it's
sorry.
Not your turn anymore.
Oh, right, sorry.
But people love The Lobster.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. The end was...
That's what I say.
But the rest of it, I thought was fucking hilarious. And it was another one of those where it was like... it was because I saw it in Brooklyn at an art house. But it was like me and my friend that went, we were the only ones laughing at a lot of parts. It was another one like that, you know, where it was like, why isn't everybody laughing at this? It's fucking hilarious.
It's
right?
Super. There
but they're
you
all
go.
Like,
yeah,
are
you
it's
single,
foreign.
Young lady?
You're not supposed to laugh at it. It's like, no, it's a comedy, dipshit.
Trey, there's a lady agreeing with you.
Yo, yeah.
And she might be single. Are you single? Oh, no. No.
That was a stronger no than
said
this.
Trey.
It's because she's seen The Lobster and knows what happens to single people.
Is it the hair? Be
it's
honest.
A very specific joke for only people who've seen that movie.
She's saying a lot of stuff
right
now.
Yeah, hang on. Let us bring you a microphone. Yo. Oh, the cord isn't that long. Sorry. So the I saw the Lobster at Sundance. Nothing humble about that brag.
Last January.
In January. And there was no laughter in that screening room either.
Not even at that opening scene.
I mean, there was gasps.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I was laughing my ass off at that opening scene.
I don't think that's...
I'm not going to spoil it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a disturbing movie.
But it's so funny.
It's like
it's
saying
a
you
really
laughed
dark
a lot
comedy.
At Clockwork Orange.
No. It's not the same at all.
Oh, they're like not the both dystopian futures where shit's really fucked up?
I didn't say that, but The Lobster was more of a dark comedy to me. Like, there were some really genuinely fucking hilarious parts in that. The opening scene being one of them. Huh?
What'd you say?
The red intercourse.
The red intercourse?
I don't know if she saw the same movie we were talking about.
Is that...
What are you... Are you thinking of The Beaver?
Or Deadliest Catch, the TV show? That's crabs, not lobster.
All right, I gotta look it up now that you brought up that you think it's just a flat-out comedy.
I want to see what it's listed as.
Yeah, I don't think they list it as a comedy.
I think
it was
as much a comedy as The Martian was.
Yeah. Equally as much.
Equally as funny.
Yeah. I saw some of The Martian today, and I almost couldn't leave my hotel room because I was laughing so hard. They do. IMDb calls it comedy, drama, romance. I guess fucked up isn't a category yet.
Wait, so should I go talk to somebody since I thought that opening scene was hilarious? Like, you guys got me a little weirded out now.
Yes.
Dude, the third character listed in this movie cast, the third character is Nosebleed Woman.
Yeah.
It's a fucking weird movie.
Yes. Yeah, it's weird and funny and charming and
charming.
I would
Colin
picked.
Farrell plays the most fucking non-reactive piece of shit person. Anyway,
I don't want to give anything away.
The world
away.
Needs to catch
really
up to
funny.
Lobster. It's too early to talk about the lobster.
All right.
Yeah, and it's also time for me to tell Bert Kreischer to turn the show off because this is the part where I say, "Let the games begin." Gentlemen, you have a lot of work cut out for you, a lot of name tags to choose from.
I see it.
A lot of loud people, very excited to be chosen. And while you deliberate, we're going to do a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this episode is brought to you by our friends at Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And they guarantee $40 in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme and all the items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, Marvel, Star Wars, many more. Join us as we celebrate the futuristic. We've packed July's crate with items from some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek, including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly tee and pin. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. Good job with all the name tags, you guys. Who are you playing for, Sam?
I am playing for Inglorious Ashtroy?
Ashtroy. Yeah, I knew you'd pick that. Pull it in tighter so I get a good shot of you on my vine.
I don't want to advertise for the Corona people.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, they ain't paying you.
No.
Yeah, good choice for you.
Well,
star of Inglorious Bastards.
But why didn't you guys put his name on? I guess you wouldn't know that he was going to be here. That I answered that question.
No, it was great timing on your part. When I was talking to you earlier,
good job, sir.
I knew Sam was here, so I was like, he's got to pick that.
Yep.
Yeah, and look at what Trey picked.
I have the Trey.
Bring it in tight. Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. Well, not a little higher. There you go.
That was your name, Trey, also? Right on.
Yeah.
Wait, so are you the third?
No.
No, your actual name is Trey?
Yep.
No shit. I don't think I've ever met one of you. That's only in Utah with all the white people would there be a kid just named Trey.
Keith, I'm a little disappointed. It's your first time on the show.
I'm going with...
I don't like parodies of Schindler's List.
Anything general, to do with Judy Gold?
As a general rule, yeah. But also, now I'm seeing it better. There's the hand in the Schindler's List poster is holding a bowl of weed. That seems extra inappropriate to me.
Some of them probably used the bowl of weed.
I didn't notice that earlier, but I'll tell you what persuaded me to go with it were these donuts.
Right. She brought donuts as well.
These aren't just regular donuts. These are Banbury Cross donuts. These are notorious.
They're about to be Banbury Cross the Room donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, not some Smith's donuts. These are exceptional donuts. Chris, nice work. And that's.
Do you want. So you pick these because you want to take these home with you?
No. I want you to experience them. I'd like Trey to have some, and also Sam. I think that.
Is it
these
okay
are great donuts.
Can we throw some?
Yeah.
You can throw some. I would say...
You have a beautiful new club, and you pick the donuts.
I would say throw
it's the his idea.
One.
Wait, who actually wants a donut thrown at him?
The glazed are spectacular.
Okay, all right, I just want to know the general area.
Groundhog Dana, put your sign up again. There's a good sign to hit. Hit Bill Murray's face, you guys.
I hope that landed with someone.
Can I get the throw one?
That's nice.
Don't put it back down.
Wow. Swinging for the fences, Trey.
I think my strike zone's off, Trey.
Wow.
Who wants a bear claw?
I got one.
See, it's the messy ones. This one's got nuts all over it.
I want this one so bad, but I'm gonna
spiral.
Spiral.
Oh, don't duck out of there! It is. Nice catch.
He caught it.
That's too close.
Nice. You gonna eat it?
Eat it. Way the fuck back there. All right.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Oh no.
He mashed it up into a baseball shape. There's a couple more in the box.
It made it.
I'll throw one.
Yeah. A couple more if you want to throw another one.
Oh boy.
Keith.
I'm over it, but
there's
the guests love
another
to throw
half.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wise Guys will reopen in 2019 after extensive cleaning.
Okay.
I'll clean that shit up. It's donuts.
Someone eat it, please. They're good. They're worth it. It's with a heavy heart that I throw these donuts away. They're that good. They truly are. It's like, I wish they were not the guy. I thought, for some reason, I thought we had a chance to maybe eat them. There you go.
There
Trey
you
will
go.
Do so.
I think, ooh. Oh, he took a bite out of it and threw it like it was a grenade.
All Inglorious Bastard style.
I hope that it didn't mess anybody up, did it?
I feel bad about the chocolate donuts because, you know, if someone's wearing white, that shirt's ruined. That underwear is ruined.
Yeah, but it's a good story, right?
It's a great story. Yeah. Why does it look like you have shit smeared on your clothing? Oh, I went to a show where they threw donuts at me. That's a show? Yeah, it is.
All right, it's a so-so story, but still.
It's one of them hard to explain ones. But I've lined up a bunch of fun games for us to play, so let's do it.
I love games. All right.
Can I get another one of these? Can I get another Tito's and soda before we start the games?
I'm not going to wait for them.
No, right. I just wanted to order it.
Yeah,
just
saying that you want it before.
The thing I was drinking, a Corona with a lime. Well, a half of a Corona. What were you, 3.2%?
Thank you. Oh, really? Is it 3.2 here?
Yeah.
Oh, like Colorado. Huh?
No, they're all saying
it,
no.
At some places, if you buy it in Colorado, like if you go to a bar, you get regular ones. But oh, but here, it's still 3.2 at a bar?
No.
Everywhere. Man, you guys are fucking weird, man. That's cool. Well, you just drink more.
I kind of like the idea of drinking more while I'm here and getting a little less drunk than I normally do.
Well, we're drinking Tito's anyway, so.
Doesn't matter, right?
Nah, man, we're good. That's the same amount of alcohol everywhere.
The first game we're going to play, and Keith, do you think those drinks are coming?
I do believe. I think I saw Danielle. She's scampering.
She's on the move?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, cool.
Thanks, Danielle.
Or maybe Sydney, one of them.
Sydney.
Now, Doug, you kind of warned me. I did my research before this, and I knew that Sam was on the dais.
Ooh.
And I know how. I did some research.
We're roasting people today.
No, but I did some research, and you're noteworthy. You know this. You get this. You understand this. You're acclaimed. You're respected. And even Doug, you mentioned to me in the green room, you said... you know, Sam's pretty good at this. So that was that your way of just letting me down there so that the expectations are lowered here?
I'm just saying that, like, if I were you, I would have laid some bets on Sam instead of yourself.
Yes. I'm doing some.
Like, he's not a ringer.
There we
but it's
go. Look at
close.
These beverages.
Thank you.
I get one too.
Wait, which one is that?
I didn't even ask for one.
Yeah.
Thank
nothing,
you.
And nothing for the proprietor.
And by the way, Groot took his head off, so I feel much better now. What's your actual name?
Kyle.
Good job, Kyle. He waited till the name tag selection part, and then he was like, fuck this.
Well, I mean, you heard the I am Groot that he gave me on my question on whether he really thought about it.
Yeah.
That was pretty clear.
Yeah, it didn't work it completely out, but we're good now. This first game we're going to play is called Doug Loves Musicals. Everyone on the dais gets to play, and everyone in the audience doesn't. Guess as many times as you want, as often as you want, till we get somebody that says the name of the musical that has these songs in it. One of the songs in this musical is Now or Never.
High School Musical.
Mamma Mia.
Keith, I need you to be more specific.
Wow. High School Musical 3.
That's correct.
Is that right? Is it right?
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know.
Shot entirely in Salt Lake City.
Okay, from here, I can just kind of let things be what they really are.
No, you really, I gave you one, and you took it.
Knocked it out of the park.
Because if I'd have gotten through all the songs, you would have been embarrassed so that it was, you know, that it's from here.
Now, that would be a walk-off.
But holy shit, right here, right now, I want it all, walk away, scream, the boys are back.
Oh, love it.
It goes on and on until finally... I thought you might, somebody, if you hadn't gotten it yet, mm-hmm. would get it when the final two songs I would have listed were Senior Year Spring Musical.
Oh, good stuff.
And another song called High School Musical.
That might have been a giveaway.
Yeah, but the other two parts were probably only filmed here partially, maybe?
I think they did some here, some in St. George, some on some sound stages in
yeah.
But the G parts were filmed here. The PG parts had to be filmed
yes.
elsewhere.
Yeah, all the High School Musical nudity was filmed elsewhere.
I like those movies, by the way.
They went down to Colorado for that.
I enjoy them. Is it wrong to enjoy them? I also like The Shallows, or This Gentleman Objects, but I like...
Are those rated G or PG?
They should be G. They should be G.
They're G-ish, yeah.
Yes. The family should have a chance to enjoy something. That's okay.
Okay.
I've seen every one of them, and I don't have the family excuse. I'm just a creep.
It didn't seem like Keith was leaning on the family excuse much either.
I was just watching it going, when's this Vanessa Hutchins going to send some naked pictures that I can see also?
Jeez.
Ouch.
Now, was she in all three or was she just in the first two?
She was. I think all of them were in all three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach, I am so out of this conversation.
I think they probably got, you know, when they did the first one, they probably were, you know, there's language for sequels in every contract now, and they probably got stuck for three, and once they got through that third one, man, did they all get as dirty as they could, as quick as they could.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way it goes when you're a Disney kid. You gotta fucking...
Yeah, they all Britney Spears
turn
out.
That corner and rip out your shit.
Now Zach won't keep his shirt on.
That's sort of the point I was making, Keith.
Just wanted to make sure, bring it home.
I think he took his shirt off in those movies, too.
Him and Ben Affleck have to be the two most shirtless dudes in movies.
What, McConaughey, please?
Yeah, I forgot about McConaughey, shit.
What about Channing Tatum, you guys?
You're right. My beefcake trio dream.
Tom Hardy.
Nothing. The same girl that's been wooing for me all night. That was it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He's always weird shirtless, though. He's always like a bad guy that's shirtless but also wearing a coat from the Burlington Coat Factory. All right, this next game is called How High Can You Get? It's brand new.
Oh, boy.
It's super exciting because here's the premise of this game, if you haven't heard it on the show yet. We're going to get a genre of movie, type of movie, maybe even like if it's a certain director or something. I don't want to over-explain that because I want you guys to decide what it's going to be. But it's got to be something where there's a bunch of movies to choose from. And then we're going to take turns. I'm going to play along on this one, but Keith gets to go first. And then Trey, Sam, and then me. First time through, we got to each name a movie from that category that's only one word title. Then we got to go through, and the word the counts, motherfuckers. And then we got to all go through and name a movie with two words in the title, three words, etc. Get as high as we can. The last episode we played this on, we got up to seven. And that was quite a miracle. I was shocked that happened.
Is that
counts.
That's
a word. Yeah, whether it's spelled A or UH. I don't think there's any movies with
I'm trying to think.
In the title.
That was the official
you're trying
title
to think of
I mean, except for A League of Their Own. But that's just me being sexist. So to get the subject that we're going to use, I don't want to know in advance what it's going to be, so I can't decide. And people always write to me and say, I've got a great idea for Last Man Stanton. So today, I just picked one of the people who wrote me that said they have a great Last Man Stanton name, and that person is Stapley Wes. Stapley Wes. And My first question to you is, what was your Last Man Standing name going to be that you were so proud of? Elizabeth Banks?
Oh.
That would have been a terrible one, dude.
Not for me. I love Lizzie Banks.
Sam, name four Elizabeth Banks movies. Go.
Wet Hot American Summer. Jesus Christ. 40-Year-Old Virgin. Walk of Shame.
You couldn't just go Hunger Games, Hunger Games, Hunger Games, Hunger Games?
No, I'm an adult. I'm a big fan of her career.
No, she's great.
She's a delight.
I don't dislike her, but
Invincible.
I'm just saying, like, it's not the greatest name because, you know. What was that one where the guy was out on a ledge and she was in it with him?
Man on a Ledge.
Yeah. What were those ones with all the perfect singers? Great singers? I fucked that one up.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Okay, so, and then he yelled out very quickly, like he'd already made up his mind. You already had one of those ready to go. He wants us to do kids' movies, which is like, that's a weird thing to define because I think every child should see Schindler's List, but I also don't think it's a kid's movie. So how do we do it? Like, make it just animated or just G-rated or...
Well, PG at least.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll argue about it if something's not a kid's movie.
Okay.
But let's see how we do.
So we start off with
we need
title.
A one-word title kid's movie. Starting with you, Keith.
Let's go... Zootopia.
Don't help us, you guys.
Zootopia.
Zootopia is one word.
It is one word.
It's one made-up word.
Me? You're looking at me?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going next?
Yep.
The Sandlot.
Ooh. Filmed in Utah. What did I just say about the word the?
That it counts as a word.
Yeah.
Sandlot's a compound word, right?
I see what Trey's doing. You think you're supposed to say a movie with two words.
Yeah.
We all have to do one with one.
Oh.
Then we all do one with two.
All right, can we save that one for my two?
I can't wait to beat you to it.
Why you gotta say it like that, dick?
That also, I don't know, that doesn't jump into my head as a kid's movie as much as it's a movie that has a bunch of kids in it.
How is that not a kid's movie?
All right. 100%
back me up on this, right. Salt Lake
Sam
City. Thank you.
You don't need to go to them. Sam already decreed it.
It was written.
That it's a movie for children.
It was written and directed by the great Dave Mickey
right.
Evans, who has a history of kids' movies.
And
that's
yeah, that's the only way you could decide.
Damn right.
You can't possibly decide by the fact that it stars an adult man.
He is
so
totally
is Bad News
win.
Bears a kids movie?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't.
It is
not. I will not accept it when we get to four
it's
words.
It's rated PG.
Don't even try it when we get to four words.
Oh, man.
Sam, what's your one word one?
Babe.
Okay.
Name your leader.
This category could lead to a lot of arguing.
Oh, it will.
I'll go with Brave.
Ooh.
What, we got some gingers in the crowd? Or bears?
So now,
all right,
two words.
So now is the next round, Keith. You got to go two words. You always get to go first. So that's the wheel.
Let's go with Jungle Book, Doug.
Catbird seat.
Jungle Book.
But what if it was, what if someone told you that that's called The Jungle Book? Then what would you do?
I would refer to my friend Trey.
Or would
say Jungle Book's a compound word, motherfucker.
So you're going to stick with that answer?
Are you telling me that...
I'm telling you need another answer.
Did you just say I could go with Toy Story?
Yes! Very good. Trey?
I thought I was out.
No.
Why are you out?
The Sandlot.
Keith, why didn't you take The Sandlot? Sam...
Let's see. Oh, we would debate on that, so I don't want to.
Yeah, stay away from those debate ones.
No, let's go for the debate. Ever After.
Little girls, I guess.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
Whoa, they're yelling full title, but he's also on the two words, so he clearly is going with that as his two-word title. There really is more words in that title?
Oh, well, really? All right.
Let's just this wow, guy. Just this one guy. Like what is it? Just this one guy.
A Cinderella story.
A Cinderella story.
All right.
That's some bullshit.
I never saw the movie. This is the worst category in the world for me. I despise children's movies.
What's the backpedaling going on over here?
Just saying. All right, if you need me to come with a...
I mean, I was in your corner, but...
Yeah, right? Thank you.
The next round, the three words, I'm not giving anybody any second chances.
Okay. So do you want me to come with a different title, or am I okay?
You can do another one.
All right, Radio Flyer.
Yeah! Okay. You guys are picking, you're saying movies that were not made specifically for children, but still, I get it. It's tough to define. I go with The Incredibles.
Ooh, nice.
Now we need a three-word one from you, Keith.
Okay, I've got one, but I'm... It may not be... You know what? I'm going to skip it. I'm going to go... Because I don't want to blow it. I think I did it once.
Pick one that's going to work.
I'm going to go with The Jungle Book.
There you go.
There it is.
Why
nice.
Wouldn't I?
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it. Stray.
Bugs Life.
Yeah. Sam...
Toy Story 2.
Oh. Toy Story 3.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Back to you, Keith. Four words.
Four words.
For the next round, like if you think of one with four words, start trying to think of one with five words before it gets to you.
That's a good idea.
I think I'd make it this far. Four.
Yeah.
Children. Kids.
For
G,
kids. What?
High School Musical 3.
Yeah, okay.
I'm this close to being out. I can feel it.
I feel like I'm going out on this one. But no, it's the never-ending story.
Never ending's one word.
Yeah, I disagree. That is not a compound word.
Your Honor, I haven't seen such a clear-cut case of false advertising since my suit against the never ending story. Lionel Hutz, The Simpsons.
All right, Trey's out.
Man.
Oh, all right. Now, I want to be clear, because I have a very silly answer. Is a G-rated movie definitely a kid's movie?
Not necessarily. There's some G-rated movies, like Koyaanisqatsi is rated G, and it's not for children.
All right, well, I was going to be silly and say Planet of the Apes, because that is actually rated G. The
but it's
one.
Not for children.
No, it's not. So I'm going to say Flight of the Navigator.
Good one. I'm gonna go with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Damn it.
Cinco?
Five, yeah.
Five.
It's tough, right?
You can do it. I just keep thinking of fours.
I've got seven.
I can't
I've got
get
a
into
seven.
A you got a seven loaded
Yeah, I've got a
up?
Seven. I'm ready if I ever make it that far.
Yeah.
I'll sell it to someone that makes it.
I got a six. I got a six ready to go.
G-rated?
Doesn't have to be
no,
G-rated.
Just kids.
Just something for kids. Because a lot of them now that are aimed at kids are PG.
Herbie and the Love Bug?
Ooh.
You know that Herbie is the Love Bug, right?
Right. But I decided to gussy up the title just a little bit. Just add a little.
You're out, but thank you.
Okay. Jeez. Remember the good old days when I won?
Yeah, do a five, Sam.
Yeah. Babe, Pig in the City.
Yeah.
Wow.
With such confidence.
Yeah.
You ready for mine?
No, because I don't have a six yet.
So. All right, I'll stall for a little bit.
Thank you.
Herbie goes to Monte Carlo.
Is that any relation to my Herbie?
That's how I thought of it, yes.
You're welcome.
That's part of the fun of this game, is that other answers will help you.
Come on, Sam. Give us a sixer.
Such a terrible category for me. Oh, boy. What are some of those ridiculous things? There are so many. There are so many. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of movies that I should be able to come up with. But,
yeah, it's interesting it's how tough it can get.
Yeah. It's just a bad genre for me. So you go ahead, Doug.
You win the game, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You lasted longest, but I'll just cap it with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
A terrifying children's movie.
Yes.
If ever there was one.
Yeah. You could argue that it's too scary for kids, but...
Is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs more than four?
What's that?
Snow White.
And the Seven Dwarfs?
Yeah, that would have been six.
That'd have been sad.
That would have worked.
Yeah. Six. I'm out.
Six.
Jeez.
I was like, Snow White.
Did you guys think of a seven compound while you were thinking ahead?
No.
There probably is one.
The Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That's it.
Buckaroo Banzai and his
That is not a kid's movie.
The Dimension.
And you don't know the right title.
I'm trying, man.
All right, so Sam won that game, so he goes first in the next game.
No, boy.
And that game is, whose tagline is it anyway?
Oh.
I'll say a tagline to Sam. If he can't guess the right answer, then it goes to Trey. You're not necessarily out if you miss, so just go ahead and guess. And see if one of you three knows each one of these. Starting with, for Sam.
Yes.
What movie says on the poster or in the ads or somewhere... Every second counts.
Every second counts.
No, it's just every second counts. There's no...
I'm going to say the Luke Perry classic, 8 seconds.
Not a terrible guess. Not a correct guess.
All right.
But not a terrible guess. Trey?
24, the movie.
That would have been every hour counts. Because the movie's in hour increments, not minutes.
Good point.
Keith?
Every second
four
counts?
4 seconds. Huh?
Every second counts?
Yeah.
Of course, it's Fast and the Furious.
Why wouldn't it be? And when you're in a race, every second counts.
Every last one.
You know another time when every second counts?
What's that, Doug?
When your arm is stuck in a rock.
Oh.
You better saw that shit off fast.
For hours.
I know.
That's not seconds.
127 hours, to be exact.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird tagline for that movie.
Yeah.
All right, let's try another one, starting with Sam.
A shit ton of seconds.
Okay.
All right.
Sam?
Yes?
What movie had the tagline, something hit us?
I think there's more.
There's more. Huh?
I said, I think there's more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crew is dead. Help us. Please. Please help us.
That's the tagline.
That's the tagline.
The crew is dead.
According to IMDb... That is the tagline for this movie.
Help us, please help us.
The tagline is begging for mercy. Begging for help. Something hit us. The crew is dead. Help us, please, please help us.
Deep Rising.
Ooh.
I don't think there's a thing called that.
It's a Stephen Sommers movie starring...
it's called
Treat
Deep,
Williams?
Deep Rising?
Yeah, Deep Rising.
Okay.
Treat Williams and Kevin J. O'Connor.
Doesn't matter who's in it,
Bonka
it's wrong.
Jansen, Tony Hale.
No.
I could do this all day.
No.
All right.
It's nighttime. Train.
I have no fucking idea, man.
Just think of a movie that describes.
Something in the. Oh. What was that shit? Gravity.
No, but I love that you started off with, what was that shitty? You thought Gravity was shitty?
Dude, I fell asleep and then woke up and was like, what's going on?
Seems this like a lady weird. Is still stranded in space.
Yeah.
You don't miss a lot of plot when you go to sleep during that movie.
No.
Oh, she's still up there.
Yeah.
It's only 90 minutes long also.
Yeah, it lost me.
Okay.
Hard.
Did you get through Interstellar or The Martian?
The Martian I got through.
Because it's so funny.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, very much like The Lobster.
All right, Keith. Any idea?
Can you read it one more time?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Something hit us. The crew is dead. Help us, please, please help us.
The Tom Arnold classic, McHale's Navy.
Yep, there was a really high body count on that one. People don't remember that the whole crew died in McHale's Navy. No, it's a motion picture. The answer is a movie called Airport 1975.
Oh, I was going to say
in
airport.
Which the entire crew is killed, and then Charlton Heston flies over the plane in a helicopter and gets lowered into a hole in the front of the plane, and then, spoiler, successfully lands the plane.
Yeah.
And it either takes off at or lands at Salt Lake City Airport. I forget. I think it ends at Salt Lake City.
My second guess would have been one of the airport movies, but how can you keep them all straight?
They're tough to keep apart. Well, Airport 77, it crashes in the water.
Right, they're deep sea.
Yeah, and Airport 79 is Concorde. The Concorde. So they're easy to keep straight.
I guess so. Now, they're not to be confused with the basis for the movie Airplane, which is in fact based on a 50s B-movie called Zero Hour, which Airplane riffed on so heavily that they had to purchase the rights to Zero Hour because they lifted so much direct dialogue from
really?
That ridiculous movie. And you'll be the only kids at your Thanksgiving table this year who know that story. You're welcome.
Thanks, Sam.
Yep.
I don't know what's going to put everyone else to sleep faster, the turkey or that story.
Learning.
Thank you very much, Keith.
Thank you, Sam.
Learning is fun.
But was the original movie a comedy also?
Oh, no.
Yeah, all
very
right.
Serious.
I want to see it now.
Very serious. Might have been 62. I don't know.
All right, save your follow-up questions
we'll
for later.
All
right. Can I get some more?
Because we got to play this game. Sam?
Yeah, let's do it.
What movie has the tagline, "Get ready to fly"?
Get ready to fly. The boy who could fly.
The tagline is warning the title character about his what's no, about to happen.
No, it's an exclamation point. Get ready to fly. It's very exciting.
Trey?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear a no.
I think I decided it might be kind of fun to let you wonder if you were right
okay,
or not.
Great. Okay, great.
Trey can either agree with you or come up with his own answer.
Pan. That got some awes.
I saw Pan on cable recently, and I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it either. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, Keith?
So his was incorrect?
I'm going to let you go with Sam's, or with Trey's, or one of your own.
Get ready to fly, E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Can I make a no point second guess real quick?
No, because, okay.
Was it a movie filmed entirely here in Utah called Angry Birds?
No.
No, I didn't say
that. Top Gun. Clearly.
This isn't the just keep guessing game. This one is more strictly regimented.
Yeah, sorry.
And the answer to that one is Con Air.
Oh. That's a dumb tagline for that movie.
Filmed where?
Las Vegas.
Was it really?
Well, it depends on which part of the movie you're watching.
Evanston.
In Utah. Evanston, another town in Utah. Right on. I'm learning shit tonight. We got Salt Lake, Provo. Oh, it's not? You guys are nodding that it's not a town.
Sam is first again.
Okay.
I've lost interest in all this town talk. Ready, Sam?
Yes, sir.
What the one doesn't have, the other is missing.
Dumb and Dumber?
That's correct.
I was going to go Stuck Together.
Yeah.
But yeah,
well, yeah,
that would have been totally
stuck on
wrong.
You.
Or, yeah, Stuck on You.
Movie.
I would have been wrong either way.
That's funny that you thought of a Farrelly Brothers movie, though, for that answer. And yeah, I went with that tagline because the ones listed on IMDb, every other one says something about Harry and Lloyd.
Ah.
So that would have made it a little too easy.
Yeah, a little bit.
But also shot in Salt Lake City.
Oh,
shut up.
Here, I thought they shot it in Providence.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, it's a road movie, so I don't know how much of it was shot here, but...
John Denver's full of shit, man.
Some of it was.
Airport.
All right.
That's
so
it,
now...
The airport.
At the airport? Okay. That's enough. Keith gets to go first on this next one. This
Oh boy.
Is Keith or Trey need to get this one to steal from Sam. Otherwise, he's going to be our winner of this game. There's more to come.
Yeah. Do it, Trey.
Thanks, man. That's so sweet. Such nice people here.
Wait. Trey's going first? Yeah, Trey's going first. All right. What movie had the tagline, God bless America, they're going to need it?
Stripes?
Nope. Keith?
God bless America.
Is that your answer?
No. I'm just...
Because there is a movie called God Bless America. That'd be a really weird tagline. What movie is this a tagline for? The Godfather. Look out, because he might be mad at you. He'll make you an offer. No, it's God Bless America. They're going to need it.
They're going to need it.
They're going to need it.
The classic... Platoon! It's a military movie.
Platoon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course that's the answer.
It's absolutely not the answer. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of things you can make Salt Lake City look like, but Platoon doesn't seem like they could shoot that here. Sam?
Idiocracy?
No.
That was shot in Austin, man.
Yeah. That was a Texas movie. That's where all the dumb people are.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. No offense, Texans.
All right.
You know which ones are smart.
This one. What?
Yeah, I did kind of a running theme here where all the movies were shot or set in Salt Lake City. And so the answer to this one, of course, has to be SLC Punk.
Jeez.
Starring Jason Segel and Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard's the star of it. I don't know how big Jason Segel's part is.
Big enough role.
But, you know, Matthew Lillard's the big face on the poster.
It's true.
And recently we gave away on the show in Atlanta, we gave away an Xbox that used to be owned by Matthew Lillard.
Oh, my God.
And the person who won it gets to say, I got this Xbox from Shaggy.
Wow. It's like the car I have that used to be owned by John Voight.
What?
From the thing with the,
To Seinfeld.
All right, you guys, let's play another newish game that I love to play. It's called Mojo Rising, or Adjusted for Inflation Bureau. We're going to play four rounds of this, and Sam won that last game, so he gets to go first.
What is this game?
It's the fun part about this game, Sam, is I'm going to just let you try to figure out how it works as we go.
Oh, awesome.
And you have to go first.
Terrific. 19.
No, you'll get it right. You'll get it right away. Okay. And then we'll go to Keith and then to Trey. We'll switch the order around. And then in this game, the person who gets to go first moves each time. So each one of you will get a chance to go first, because first is a really good vantage point. Because Sam, the good people at Box Office Mojo,
they are good people,
have taken a bunch of random ass actors. Sometimes you don't even know which ones, you know, like when you think of an actor, well, maybe they'll be on there. Oh, sure. They're not? That's weird. They take a bunch of actors and they list their top movies adjusted for inflation.
I see.
Their box office gross in the US adjusted for inflation.
I see.
And what I want you to do is I'm going to name an actor and you guess what movie you think is hopefully their number one.
Right.
Or two or three, because all three of those are worth points.
Oh.
One is worth 3 points, two is worth two, three is worth one.
Wait. So getting the third is the most valuable.
Right. Third is least valuable, yes.
No.
Third is least.
Is third, the lowest
I just said
points?
Third gets 1 point.
Oh, but no.
If you name the second movie, it gets 2 points. And if you name the first movie, it gets 3 points.
Got it.
Those are all the things I just said.
Well, I think the crowd would beg to differ with you.
And then I said them again. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I said it right. Yeah, and the last time you told me I said something wrong, listen to it, you were wrong.
All right.
Damn. All right.
Jesus.
And then that might have been somebody else. All right, here we go.
I wish we had more donuts to throw.
But you get it, right?
I get it.
Yeah, okay. And then what I say the order is going to be, then Keith.
Then me.
Okay. So, Sam?
Yeah.
What's a movie you think might be in the top three of Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum.
There's a guy in the audience. Jeff Goldblum.
Adjusted for inflation.
He's only in the biggest movie out right now that has people in it. And aliens. Sam?
I am going to say Jurassic Park.
People seem excited about that answer. Keith?
Psh.
Thank you.
Psh.
Say High School Musical.
High School Musical 3. I can't think of another.
Are you having trouble thinking? Oh, you're having trouble choosing, or you can't think of any Jeff Goldblum movies?
All I had was Jurassic Park. I thought, okay, that Sam would go esoteric, go a different direction. Didn't do that.
No, we're looking for, you know, big box office.
Big box office. What's the one where he plays it?
I wish that's how it worked.
No.
You can't describe it.
No, I can't.
You just have to name it.
I'm going to go with Avatar, even though I know I wasn't in it.
Well, why would you go with it then?
Because I like that he just said an answer instead of saying pass.
Right.
Because what if I was like, but he was the voice of the tree or whatever.
Yeah.
Was he really?
So, yeah. So it's worth a shot. But if you're going to just guess like that ever, I always recommend JFK.
JFK.
Because most right. people are in JFK. Trey.
I mean, I think it's...
Well, that's why one person gets
Independence
to go first.
Day.
Oh, man. Woo.
Number three is The Lost World, Jurassic Park. Coming in at number two in Jeff Goldblum's top three, Independence Day.
Yeah.
2 points for Trey.
Ooh, thank you.
And coming in at number one, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, nice, Sam. Nice.
So Sam gets 1 point.
I'm fine with that.
Sam's got three, Trey's got two. Here's the next round. And we start with... I don't know what she yelled out, but I
like Salt Lake City.
Shushed her anyway.
I think it was boobies.
Oh, okay. That's probably a good time to yell that out. Broovies? You saying broovies? I like that place. Roofies. Is she yelling for like somebody? Groovies. Bring me some roofies.
All right, hang on.
I'm tired of being awake.
You guys want to pass these back? I was going to save them for myself. I don't normally use them on other people. Shit's expensive.
You got to go first this time, Keith.
Okay.
We're going with the films of... And she, we talked about her earlier.
Okay.
How good she looks in a bikini.
Looks amazing.
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively.
Mm-hmm.
Actress.
Yep.
Easy on the eyes.
That's what she does,
from
yes.
From Tarzana, California.
You knew that?
Yeah. I know that, but I can't name another movie other than The Shallows, but according to this gentleman, did not like it.
The Shallows is also way too recent to
yes,
be her top movie.
But it's going
to
do well. It'll be her...
We'll
her
get
big
there,
dog.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Blake Lively, you said.
Yeah.
Not Avatar, I've been told. Not an Avatar.
No.
Mm-mm. Let's go with the secret, the traveling.
I don't even know.
Did you see that movie?
What is it? You, come on! Say the whole thing!
The trap plants!
Secret lives of plants?
Traveling!
Oh, am I gonna win this just because I know the name of this stuff?
No, you're not necessarily.
No, just I'm not telling you. Look, there's no clock.
Just say it.
The secret lives of traveling plants.
It sounds like you're saying it. Just say it.
I think it's Elon Chan Pass.
No, say it.
Sick lives.
Say it legit. Pass. Don't ask them.
He
can't
guy.
Help you.
Yes, he can.
Just say it.
He's being very positive.
Just say it. You're mumbling it exactly right,
Secret
but you're mumbling.
Live a traveling band.
The what?
Secret.
The secret lives of the traveling pants?
That makes sense. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
I'd go see that movie.
Yeah.
I would go
the
see
secret.
That movie.
Yeah, it's a great
all
movie.
Right.
Yeah, you want to go
yes.
see that together?
All right.
See that movie.
You've, that's your answer.
Gosh. It's something like that.
Trey.
No?
Trey.
I had another one cocked and loaded, but I think that one might... Was she really in that movie?
I think she was in that movie. She's from Tarzana.
The Town.
All right, so you're going with The Town?
Yeah, I'm going with The Town.
All right, Sam?
That's a shame, because obviously I was going to say The Town. Blake Lively, I do not believe, is at all in the sisterhood of the traveling pants.
Oh, jeez, is that how
yeah.
it goes?
Oh, thank God.
Because
I was that close to saying it.
But I thought you said sisterhood at one point.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but then
there.
You changed it to secret.
Oh, boy.
Which one was it?
Why would
this
it be?
A
why would the traveling pants be a secret?
I didn't see the movie.
They're a sisterhood. Keith, they all wear the same pair of pants.
Yes.
They could not be wilder, they could not vary more in sizes, and yet they all can fit into the same pair of pants. Because they're traveling pants. And they are a sisterhood.
Oh.
Coming in at number three.
Okay.
You know it ain't Green Lantern. Did I say
yeah,
that
Sam
out loud?
Said,
was that out loud?
Sam said Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
No, I didn't.
No, he said
what'd
she's not in that. He hasn't
what?
Said anything yet.
I haven't said anything yet.
All right, fucking say something.
Because oh,
you said out loud a
oh.
movie that she is in fact in.
Oh, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
That's what you said,
yes,
right?
Yes, sure.
And you're sticking with it?
Sure.
Okay, you're wrong.
This is not... Guys, sorry. The other movie, the only other Blake Lively movie I could think of is called The Age of Adeline, and I guarantee you, that ain't in the top three.
Oh, so that might actually quite a successful movie.
Yeah,
made more money than almost any movie you've ever been in.
Oh, damn!
Wow,
shit just got real. I gotta leave. I'll be in the green room.
But that's because his success is in television. Settle down.
Right. Also, the $120 million domestic box office gross of Inglourious Basterds. I have the poster. Right here.
Did I say every?
I have a poster.
Did I say every?
I have a poster right here.
Did I say every? I said almost every. And that's the only one that made more than Age of Adeline, I guarantee it.
Oh, I don't know.
Age of Adeline made like $70, $80 million.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Never even heard of it.
Harrison Ford is in it.
It's true.
Oh, that one.
He's only in blockbusters.
Did you get points on that Inglourious Bastards thing or
no,
whatever
yeah,
they
yeah.
call it?
Yeah,
what,
I got
what do you
a,
mean?
1% of Brad's
points?
10%.
I heard it on a show somewhere.
Right. Coming in at number three.
The Town.
As I was trying to say, after Sam had said a title of a movie she's in out loud.
There was context around those words.
No, there was you answering. It's all I heard. Because you can't say the title of a movie when it's your turn right. and it not be your answer.
It's fine.
Yeah,
fine.
No, of course it's fine.
I know.
It's absolutely fine. I'm mostly saying it because the audience was telling me that you hadn't answered yet, and I had heard an answer.
Okay.
That was wrong, so I was excited.
I know.
Coming in at number three, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2.
Yeah. The second summer of the pants.
Is that the tagline?
That is the whole fucking title. Do you guys want to know the third title? It's a book, but they didn't make it into a movie.
Yes.
You want to know the laziest title in the history of literature?
Yes,
the
please.
Third fucking book is just called Girls in Pants.
That's a porn, dude.
That is a porn. That is true.
They start off in pants, but that ain't how it ends. That was out loud, too, yeah.
Yeah, Sam, and it's just called Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, too. There's no...
I know, I was just talking
there's
about
no
the book
colon. Yeah. I know, you're a book reader.
You know me.
Coming in at number two, The Town.
Oh!
That's two more points for Trey, taking the lead with 4 points.
What?
Yeah. And number one, the number one Blake Lively movie.
Dying to know.
Is not
adjusted for inflation. Green Lantern.
Shut up. Are you fucking kidding me? That movie was so bad. I didn't think there was any way that was the top grossing Blake Lively movie. Fucking, what's his name, saved that movie. Peter Sarsgaard, he was the only good part of that movie.
Oh, he saved it?
He was the only, no, he didn't save it. That movie was dead, but he was the only good part. How the fuck did that outgrow, all right.
She's, you know, she came from TV and had the Sisterhood movies. And
no, she came from Tarzana, dude, remember?
And
thank you.
The Shallows I would imagine them.
Eclipse.
Maybe get up there, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Fuck. All right. Like I said, Trey has 4, Sam has 3. We got to finish this thing up because we still have one more game to play.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
I'm having fun here in Salt Lake City. Yeah.
I for a second I thought you said suck up city because that's what you are.
Yeah, I spoke way too soon on that. We still haven't seen who's got weed in this crowd.
So Trey gets to go first this time.
Okay.
Then Sam, then Keith. Ready, Trey?
I'm ready.
You ready to be potentially confused by who this person is?
Yo, man, yeah, I guess.
Rebecca Hall.
Oh, fuck. Can I at least look up a picture of her?
No, but that's not a terrible idea for me to hold up a picture of the people.
I have no idea.
All right, you're out.
Yeah, Sam, I'm not even wasting time on that.
Iron Man 3.
Yeah. Keith.
Footloose.
That's not a terrible guess, because there's two Footlooses out there.
Oh, that's right. They made that shitty one.
Feetloose?
Wait, what?
Well,
one of them was good and one of them was shitty?
Yeah, the first one.
Because they're exactly the same.
Kevin Bacon one is great.
The Kevin Bacon charisma is missing in the second one, that's for sure.
Sean Penn saved that movie.
Chris Penn.
Chris Penn saved that movie.
Keith would be killing it in the correcting Trey game.
Wait, is Chris Penn still alive?
Number three for Rebecca Hall is The Prestige. Number two?
The Town?
The Town.
Yeah.
Was she in The Town? I have no idea who this fucking girl is.
She's the other woman in The Town.
Oh! All right.
Yeah, and she's also the woman in her number one movie, Iron Man 3.
Yeah. Nice.
It helped knowing who Rebecca Hall was.
Well, I know now. Yeah. I won't make that.
Was she in Footloose?
No.
I felt like she was.
She had sex to the cover of the Pink Floyd song. Who did that cover?
What are we talking about? Never I need mind. To get us through the rest
yeah,
of these
sorry,
two
sorry,
games.
Go.
No more side shit.
Oh, no, that was the...
No
I was
more.
Thinking The Departed. I was thinking the wrong
Whatever
movie.
You were thinking, I don't care.
All right.
Sam, get ready to win.
Okay.
Because the person, this fourth person, because I chose all people that are in, you know, big movies that are out now or about to be out, The Shallows, Independence Day, whatever it's called, Resurgence.
Yeah.
Rebecca Hall is in, what's she in that's out right now?
I have no idea.
She might be in the same movie that stars Mark Rylance.
Ooh.
Ooh, indeed.
I mean... What else could it be? Mark Rylance's highest grossing movie. I'll say Spotlight.
Oh,
never heard of it.
Who's next, Keith? Our friend Mark Rylance. Is that
yeah, him? The great Mark Rylance.
Enjoy his work. Mark Rylance, of course.
Trey.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day is another one with lots of people in it, but no. Trey?
JFK.
You get it?
Final answer.
The man's number one movie, he just, mere months ago,
is
won an Oscar for it, Bridge of
yeah,
Spies.
I thought it might be the other one.
And his number two was The Other Boleyn Girl. And number three was The Gunman.
Huh.
Never heard of him. Yeah, and he's the big fucking giant. What's BFG? What does it stand for?
Big Friendly Giant?
Big Friendly Giant. Yeah, you're the reader, so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the BFG.
I see.
Yeah, and see. Sam wins that game.
Sam wins.
As predicted.
Yeah.
But that's the fun thing about being you being on stage with Sam is that people that are gambling money, if Trey or you, Keith, manage to pull this off, they're going to win a lot more because
yeah.
the odds are better on you guys.
They are.
Sam's like worse than even money. Everyone just knows he's going to win.
That's not true.
I've been known to pull some shit out my ass.
I don't care.
Well, that I'd prefer you not do tonight.
Yeah, it's mostly weed. At the Salt Lake City
when
airport.
You, when you
bathroom.
Arrive, yeah. What's that?
She's still mumbling back there. Why are you asking?
What are you saying? We can't gamble in Utah?
You guys can't do a lot well, of fucking things in Utah,
yeah,
and I'm getting really sick
not,
of it. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I had a great joke. Great, great response to her. Anyway, let's play Last Man Stanton. There's a gentleman in the audience who goes by the Twitter handle Chad Van Halen. Hey, Chad. Is that your real name?
Chad Van.
Chad Van? Your last name is just Van? Oh, okay. Forget it. Sorry I asked. And he's one of the many people. Thank you to everybody who tweeted at me today saying I've got the perfect name for Last Man Standing. But the way that he phrased it, this name is going to blow us away. This is not going to be, what was that one from earlier? This is going to be no Elizabeth Banks. This one's going to be, this one's, I like her a lot. She's been in 10 movies, maybe. Maybe 14. What are you saying? Are you the same person that keeps yelling out? I'm not going to respond to that. So, Sam, since you won the last game, you're going to go first, and then we'll go to Trey, and then Keith, and then me, because I love to play. What's the name, Chad?
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Oh, yes.
Interesting.
Oh, God, yes. Oh. All right.
I'm out already.
Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope.
All right.
Wow.
So you guys are going to make us really say the gay title of the Star Wars movies instead of the real title of them?
I'm glad you got retarded and gay into this show.
Oh, damn it.
Two things we're not saying anymore to talk about something being a negative or being bad.
All right, sorry. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
You got a gay title ready, Keith?
Roots.
What?
You are so out, dude.
Technically, he is in that, but it's a yes. miniseries.
Doug loves TV miniseries from the 70s. Doug loves groundbreaking television.
Loves groundbreaking.
Doug loves movies that were currently remade into another miniseries, but I haven't watched it yet. But it was great having you here, Keith. I'm going to have to ask you to leave your own club.
I thought I had. I really thought Roots. That was...
All right, I'll go Star Wars Episode 6.
Oh, jeez.
Return of the Jedi.
I will go the aforementioned on this very stage, The Sandlot.
You took mine.
I know I did.
Shit. This is a tough one.
Yeah, it really is.
Because I will not accept Voice of CNN. As an answer. Trey.
Oh, man. Yeah, I really don't think I got anything else.
Come on.
Stop. And did, I don't
no
even
lifelines,
know that movie.
Man. What?
Oh, I know what it is. But that's, I feel like I'm cheating then if I do that.
You know what he just said?
Yeah, Coming to America.
Oh, why would you?
He said Zamunda.
Yeah, that's a clue, dude.
I agree with you guys, the dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all right, I got a few more.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Sam's good.
You wouldn't have come up with Coming to America on your own.
I mean, I would have, but it would have taken a while.
I don't think I would have. I mean, I know he's in it now that it's been said. Even that clue didn't help me, but it helped you.
I would have if I did the picture him wearing costumes from the movies thing, but like I said, it would have taken me longer than
All right,
you would
so
have
you're
left.
Out?
Yeah, I'm out.
The Lion King.
The Hunt for Red October.
Now I might be out. shit. He's been in a million things. I'm trying to think of like a Spike Lee movie he was in, because it seems like that's something he would have done.
Does seem like it.
But maybe not, because I might be confusing him with Ossie Davis, because I'm a very racist person. What else you got, Sam?
Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger, The Great White Hope. He was in the first three Jack Ryan movies. Before you got replaced by...
The third Jack Ryan movie was The Great White Hope?
Yeah. Yeah, bet you didn't know that.
But yeah, he's been in like... He's probably in 100 movies.
Oh, or, absolutely, at least. Yeah.
So we should all be ashamed of ourselves. Doug Love's movie, So White, is the hashtag.
I'm
what?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Conan the Barbarian.
Conan the Barbarian.
Yes, he's in fact in Conan the Barbarian, yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, yeah. What other ones do you guys know?
Field of Dreams!
Field of Dreams is a huge one. Yeah.
Wait, he said Soul Man? He's in Soul Man?
He's in Beneath the Planet of the Apes? Soul Man? That seems like something he'd be in. What? I never thought I'd come to Salt Lake City and have a bunch of white people yell the titles of a movie a black guy is in. It's really quite a twist. He's not in Driving Miss Daisy.
That's my go-to.
I gotta cut it off when people just start yelling out things that are absolutely wrong.
You know, oh, no, he is at the end of Star Wars Episode 3.
No, Driving Miss Daisy's when
oh,
I
yeah,
cut it
sorry.
off.
They should just turn off my mic right now.
Sam Levine is our winner tonight!
Sammy!
Kind of gave you a run for your money on a couple of games there.
Yeah, you sure did.
At what point did you put the Groot mask back on? He's Groot, he won't tell me.
I started so strong.
He's back into it. Where's the, if this show was all about High School Musical 3, you would have kicked ass.
Stop it right there.
But you were still a great guest, but where's the person, where's Ashley? Come get your prizes.
Ashley.
Get your poster back from Sam. Pass me down the tray and the Schindlers. And Sam, what do you got to plug? What's coming up, buddy?
Two things. The first is if you're a fan of roosterteeth.com or even if you've never heard of it, in September, a terrific streaming series I'm in called Crunch Time is going to start streaming on that network. It's so fucking great. And the second thing is I promised my Uber driver, Brad, I would give him a shout out. There you go, Brad.
Nice. Right on.
Yep.
What Uber driver?
From the airport to the place.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because our Uber driver over here, I didn't hear that conversation at all.
Was he white?
You know what? I don't see color, Trey.
Well, look at this crowd. You definitely won't. This crowd is white or Groot. Trey, what do you got coming up?
I got Philly on July 6th at the Bardot.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And then I may be in Tampa.
Oh, with me on Saturday?
Yeah, possibly.
All right, let's keep that a secret.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But people will be able to kick your ass in Last Man Stanton.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Damn it.
You're going to have to play.
Yep. And then my CD on Rhapsody, Spotify. If you guys have that, check it out on that. And like I said, I got like 8 copies of it.
Yeah, I'll sell it to you for $10 or something else.
As
it's a barter system.
Yeah, I'm cool with the barter system.
Yeah.
Bitcoins, no. I don't buy into that bullshit. So if any of you guys got Bitcoins, shove them up your bit ass.
I thought you said big coins. He's like, what the fuck is he talking about? I mean, not that I know what bitcoins are either, but... Keith Stubbs, owner of this establishment, wise guys, bringing comedy to the Valley for how long?
Since 2001. 2001, that's a long time.
Yeah. But
thanks for coming out. A lot of great shows coming. Follow me on Twitter at TheKeithStubbs. The, because someone else took the real one. Follow me on Twitter, Wise Guys Utah. Great shows. I perform all over the place. KeithStubbs.com/LDS.org.
Let's hear it for all these guys. Sam Levine, Trey Gallion, and Keith Stubbs. And as always, Cavalia is a shithead. Is that that horse show? And they're mean to the horses? Oh, they have billboards everywhere, so you're just tired of seeing it? You don't care how the horses are treated? So sick of seeing that word.
More annoyed
get
by the
that word the fuck out of our town. And I have a feeling this one's going to get a good reaction too. Just a feeling. Governor Gary Herbert is a shithead.